Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Tonight, Terrell, it didn't look like with Dejan out, you were coming out.
Yeah, it didn't feel like I played 40 minutes, to be honest. I mean, it didn't feel like that because my teammates, you know, took a lot, you know, the load off of me, too. You know, this dude right here, sheesh, he's a monster down there. Emmett got going. And, I mean, we missed some good shots, too, with Jamal and Cole. And I know they're happy with one, but they know they could play better. I told Cole, keep shooting the ball. Next shot's going in every single time. And I'm glad he didn't hesitate because I know him and Jamal are probably the best shooters I've played with. So them guys having a up and down, it doesn't matter. They know that. I know they can make shots.
Nate, when you fouled out, how frustrating was it to be on the bench knowing that they knew you were on the bench and they just kept on driving to the hole because you weren't there?
I mean, it's always frustrating when you can't be out there contributing to the win. But, I mean, I got full trust in my teammates to finish out the game. You know, they got little easy ones driving through the middle, but we found a way to close out. And so that was all I was worried about, trying to be the best teammate cheering them on, you know, as the game closed it out. So it was good.
What did having an offensive performance like that mean to you, feel like, as it was going on?
I would probably say it hasn't hit me yet, but probably later it'll hit me a little bit just because of just the story behind it. Like, these are my last two games here, and to go out one more game left and have a great performance like this, just to leave my mark on, you know, Husky fans, it's probably going to hit me a little later, so I don't have a true answer for you right now, but I mean, it does feel good that I was able to help the team win.
Hey, just... how is the team different when Nate plays like that, Terrell?
Man, I think you can play like that all the time. I trust him. He put the work in. I mean, we all trust him as a team. He put the work in. So those shots that he were making, I wasn't surprised. He plays one-on-one after practice against guard sometimes, and he can handle the ball. So the move they made in the first half was something I've seen before, you know? But when he plays like that, I don't want to sound – cocky. I know we're a group that, you know, are humble, but I love, we can be anybody, really.
Was that kind of a weird game, the way it started? I mean, you guys went up by 23, but you had, like, there was a spell where there were six air balls by different guys all in a row, and then all of a sudden it just stopped.
I don't think it was. Those dudes just missed shots. I don't care about the air balls. We don't really, it's still a missed shot regardless, you know. We got PJ over here sneaking in. And, yeah. I mean, basketball, you know, has its ups and downs. And we just kept fighting, I would say.
Kept shooting.
Terrell, what happened on the attack? You held your stomach. What happened?
Oh, man. It was a low blow. You know, in boxing, you get hit with a low blow. I was down for a second right there. He tried to swipe the ball. He didn't mean it like, you know, malicious or anything. You know, he made sure I was good, but I was down for a little bit.
Hey, it was, I want to say you guys were down 17-14 and late in the first half, and then you went on that run to finish the half. What happened during that break, and it seemed that was really when the game turned?
Defense. We locked in on defense, I think. Anytime when we get a momentum push, it always sprouts from defense. Mm-hmm. All the games pretty much where we pulled out a win, it was from the defensive end. And we're at our best when we're stopping teams and then getting in transition and getting easy buckets. So yeah. I think that was the root of it all.
For just folks who maybe aren't really paying attention, the last time you guys played this team, it's totally different.
Yeah.
It was a whitewashed.
Yeah.
How do you go from that to this?
Making adjustments, realizing that we weren't the same team that we played in the first time, realizing that we are a good team. I think, you know, every dog has their day, no pun intended, but just making adjustments, being able to get more games under our belt, learning what we do best, learning what we, you know, need to work on from that game, and then going out and executing and finishing out.
Terrell, I know you're tight with Will, and Will has always, you know, I used to call him the Oregon killer back in the day. He just always used to blow up. How much did he stress to you? How much this meant, maybe not to you guys, but to the fans?
He didn't stress it at all, really, to us. We knew this was a rivalry game. I seen someone, CBS, college basketball on Instagram or something like that, on Fox or something like that, and it was the top five schools that had the winning record against rivals, and we're up there. It's us twice, actually, against Wazoo and Oregon. So I knew what was going, like, I might post it later on Instagram, just add the number in, but but I knew ahead of time, you know, they're a good team. You know, they're not the top four team in the conference that beat USC, UCLA, and took Arizona to a two-point loss at Arizona for no reason. They're a good team, you know. And we just had to, you know, show that we belong, you know, with those top teams.
And to light that right there, do you guys ever get maybe frustrated in not playing well against those top teams? Because this was your first win against one of those top four teams.
I mean, it is a little disheartening at times, but you got to take it one game at a time. Every game that we've had against those top four, we've either been up or we've been in it. I think it's just a matter of finishing out the game. And those are things that just come with game experience. But now I think, now that we got those top four out of the way, now we play a great team like Oregon, we made our adjustments and we know, you know, what we can do. Improved it out there. PJ.
You've been playing your butt off these last few games, man. This game, I feel like you really stepped through another door, though. Like, you just found a wheel to, you know, get us there, as well as Terrell. But where do you think that came from? Was it the birthday?
Great question, PJ. Honestly, I just try to do as best as I can to help my team win. Help y'all, how we all pull it out, especially me as a fellow senior, trying to finish out this year strong. And that's pretty much what it is. I mean, just trying to leave my mark as much, as best as I can. So I think that's where the next level came from.
Yeah, PJ.
How do you do it? How do you throw crazy shots? We all look at each other. Just do it.
My teammates give me confidence to make their shots. Managers, coaches give me confidence. I like Will said, I like to go to my office, and I feel like when I get in that area, I don't think I can miss sometimes, you know. So yeah.
Oh, it just passed.
I know, but how old are you?
Oh, man, that's too much information. Just know I'm of age. It's like now I'm 22.
Terrell, Saturday, last game. It's senior night.
Yeah.
Your last college basketball game. You know, have you thought about it much?
Kind of. I felt like the season went by really fast. I feel like just a couple of weeks ago, we was at South Dakota playing against, you know, that little tournament we had out there. And it's a good feeling, you know, just to be back home and doing it the right way, I would say, compared to last year and stuff like that, especially with these guys and this group of players, coaches. I definitely want to go out with a bang, you know. So, I thought about it a lot.
Nate, you're a senior, but you could come back for another year. Is this going to be your last game at Washington?
I'll let y'all find that out after the game. But definitely haven't, it hasn't hit me yet that it would be my last game or not. But probably tomorrow when my family comes in and spending time with them and going to practice, going to have my last pretty much home practice, probably start settling in that, like, wow, this went by like that. So I'm just going to try to do my best to embrace the moment as much as possible. It's something that probably my first senior night, because at my high school we didn't have one. So just trying to embrace it with all the emotion that's going to come, enjoy it, and more importantly, come out with a win. I think trying to break that senior night curse we did last year, but do it again this year, where we get a win on senior night. So it's going to be important.
Go through the ceremony then?
Yeah. Doing everything.
Hopkins said some guys do this 3 or 4 times before they.
Hey, just how have you been able to just be so consistent with your scoring? You know, like, it's one thing to lead the carpenter in scoring, but you've been able to do it like each night.
Just the plays that the coaches run, their belief in me, their belief in my teammates. They look at me to score for our team, but also get everybody else involved. And just, I think it's just the work I put in, you know, the confidence I have in myself from junior college to CRU to Arizona to here, you know, just the confidence, the stuff I've seen. Pretty much seen every defense already. So just knowing when to go, when to stop, when to, you know, just being a student of the game while playing the game still.
Did things turn out maybe even better than you had hoped for, or like dream up for you personally?
I wouldn't say I'll be averaging this many points or anything like that. You know, I didn't come in with the mindset of scoring the ball like this, actually. I just came here to try to win and turn the program around, you know, change the culture of the team, build from, you know, when Matisse and David Chris and Jalen Noel was here, and get it back to that level, you know, to compete every night against the best teams.
We all good?
Anything else?
Love you guys, man.
Love you too, Peter.
Appreciate it, Peter.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Anything from this game particularly stick out? Was it the building to win? Was it holding on to the win? Was it Nate? Was it Terrell? What was all of it?
The word was toughness. And I felt like we were tough tonight. And we know how good they are, always been. We've struggled against them. And I just felt like, you know, sometimes you know, we talked about the UCLA game where they kind of became that offensive line, you know, physical. And I felt like we were a really tough team tonight. And we made the plays that we had to make, from rebounding to, you know, defensively. We built a wall, a better wall, and kept them in front of us, especially in the first half. That kind of got us our mindset. But our problem has been not in the first half, it's been the second half, and we challenged the guys. And I just like Washington State game here, I played 6 guys in the second half. And I didn't know if that was going to be the right answer, you know, but we battled.
Oregon's got a lot of firepower at times, and I know that Dejan at times can be your security blanket. How nervous were you really when you knew he wasn't going to be able to play?
Well, he came up to me and he just said, "Coach, I'm trying," and he tried. Kid's tough as nails. He wants to be there with his teammates. He wants to help them win. And so we even put him in the book in the starters. And then we had to change it before. But, you know, PJ and Cole have done a really good job. I thought Jamal Bay, you're not going to look at his stat line and say, ooh. You know, he had a Matisse Thybulle night in the sense of he was unbelievable defensively. He was all over the place. They couldn't get the dead spot 3, we call it. He had 4 takeaways, 2 blocks, 2 steals. He was anchoring. Our defense hit a big 3 in the corner. But he just played to win. And I thought he was tremendous. senior, only has two games, you know, home games left. You know, left it all out there, and he was a big, you know, you're not going to look at his numbers sometimes and say, wow, but boy, he was good tonight in terms of how we had to play our defense.
You mentioned toughness. Did Nate's performance kind of personify that, the way he was on the
inside? I don't know. He was just incredible, and the thing is not he played, he kept his motor going the whole time in all those minutes, and he's a big dude, and he just battled. They had a trouble in the paint. He swarmed. He was a physical. He was aggressive. And then we've been doing that during the year. We just haven't finished with rebounding. And he was elite tonight. You know what he was? He was confident. He played like he just, when he got the ball on top and he drove and he made it, finished around the basket. You know, you look at his progression from his freshman year all the way now and you just see not only the person that he's become, but physically, the leader, like all these things, just to have that moment on a stage like that with a great crowd is pretty special.
You know, just for people who maybe aren't following you guys that closely, how do you go from the game in Oregon, that which was just, and then to go to this game?
I think, you know, sometimes you just, you know, the ball doesn't go in. Sometimes the other ball goes in a lot. You know, this game is a momentum game. And, you know, with the way COVID's been going, you know, some teams are playing 3 and 4 games and they might only be on their second day. You know, there's the rest factor. But they're a good team. But, you know, you lose by 20, you lose by 1, you lose. You know, and it all goes back to how you respond. And we've been pretty good all year with our response games when we had to come back and find a way. And you know, that's why they, you know, the season, you know, it's, you know, there's so many ups and downs. But, you know, our upperclassmen, they weren't letting us lose today.
You and your zone, I mean, they don't see that a lot, and coming in, I know it takes an adjustment, but were you guys doing maybe a little something different in the zone, because they look like they really struggled, especially in the first half?
You know, sometimes when you play certain teams, because they got so many dynamic guards, and Quincy Gurrier is a, you know, a really good shooter, yeah, you know, you can extend it a little bit. Tonight we tightened it up, and we tried to keep them out of the lane, and I thought we did a really, really good job of that. We were everywhere. And then when they try to get it interior-wise, we did, I thought, a really good job of making it tough in there. And that's, you know, listen, good teams are going to score. It just goes back to what are you going to give them? You know, because you're going to take away a couple things. You can't take away everything. But we were locked in and loaded tonight in terms of how, what we had to do to execute against their guards, and they did.
The 19-6 run to end the first half. What happened during that? And it seemed like that was the game.
They missed a couple shots, you know, around the basket, and we were able to get out in transition. And you know, I thought we were the aggressor, that we attacked them, which was good. And you know, points in the paint, we beat them 40-32. If you look at the other games, it's been completely opposite. And I, you know, it's a little bit of Nate Roberts, it's a little bit of T. Brown, it's a little bit of us taking the ball to the basket. I thought Cole, you know, had a couple of really good plays. You know, it's just a great team win. Great team win.
You know, you had a spell early on that was really telling. I think you came down and shot 6 air balls in about 4 minutes in three consecutive possessions, and you came out of it like either behind or up by 1. Mm-hmm. And it just like, it's like you really came through that earthquake.
You know what's funny is it's like Emmett had a couple air balls, and look at his numbers: 9 for 13, 2 for 4, 5 for 6 on the foul line. And you know what we've done this year, the coaching staff has done a great job. Will Conroy, Quincy Pondexter, White King Jones, Jerry Hobby with the scouting. They've done a really good job of keeping these guys positive and confident. And I know sometimes people, fans, will sit there and go, why are they letting them shoot that shot? Because we have confidence in them as long as they're taking a good shot. And that's why they're able to make them. And You know, Emmett has improved as, you know, he's had an unbelievable Pac-12 season so far with one game left. He's been consistent. His numbers have been really high. He's been really good from the three-point line. You know, we just keep, you know, I've made this comment in many press conferences. This year's team, sometimes we let bad offense impact our defense. And even though we missed a couple of those shots, our defense was, we sustained our defense, even with a couple of those air balls where it didn't deflate us as much as sometimes those types of things do.
Do you think that this was the best performance of the season?
Yeah, you know, I thought the Washington State game was good. I thought the South Dakota State game in South Dakota was really good. We've had our moments, but we led this team for a long period, and they've had our number. And to be able to beat a team, it's a rivalry game. We've had some opportunities against the upper echelon teams in the league, and we've had great moments in those games. Wasn't able to finish, and tonight we finished a really good, that's a good basketball team, and a really good. They got a great coach. They got a really good team, and I was just happy that our guys got to experience that. And not to mention, when you're playing and you're talking about energy, and you hear that crowd going the way that they started getting going, that is, I don't care. That's why they call it a home court advantage. You know, that stuff is. That is like the greatest energy drink you could possibly take, is that crowd.
Is there any just sort of reason as to why you guys couldn't play like this earlier? Did it just take time? Did it just getting together?
I think we've had great moments. I thought our game here against Arizona State was one of our best games of the year. You know, we're five or six guys, you know. I don't know. They're kids, you know. They're kids with lives and families and school, and sometimes, you know, you have it and sometimes you don't. And there's really good coaches and really good programs out there. Our league is really good, you know, you're striving for that consistency. You know, tonight we had it for sure.
What was that reaction after Emmett's corner three there?
Oh my gosh!
Was that one of those no, yes?
No. Yeah. Well, there was a couple of those tonight. I think I pulled my, you know, I hurt myself. How many coaches get hurt during the game? You know, but that's that confidence piece. That's that. We're not gonna go out of here without a win, and they had that for sure.
Preseason, you guys were. You joked that you were picked 13th, you know, and nobody gave you guys a shot at doing anything. Does that ever come up anymore, or is that just a pass?
I remember it. It's like a brain tattoo. But we have fighters. Our kids are fighters. And, you know, like, listen, it's like we got to a point where they didn't need any motivation anymore. You know, it was all about how we had to win. But you're right. I mean, no one gave us a chance. You got to earn that. We had a couple of games that we wish we would have had back, but you can't look backwards. You know, you got to move forward, and we're playing really good basketball right now. We've had the COVID. It's been one of these years that's kind of, you know, it's been so many ups and downs. And that's why when, you know, having the win that we got tonight is just is great momentum. This game is it's all about momentum and energy, and to get that win, it builds a lot of confidence. It builds a lot of togetherness, and you know, hopefully we can have a, you know, Oregon State, you can't look at their record. This is a team, what Wayne Tinkle did last year is as good as any coach in the history of freaking college basketball. 10-10, this and that, picked last and they take them to the Elite Eight. Are you kidding me? And they're starting, you know, they haven't won, but they've been in these closer games now. I don't know what the game was tonight, but he, you know, we're gonna have to play really good to beat a good team, and we have to keep that focus. You know, one game at a time.
Do you know how many guys are going to go through the senior?
We're going to have nine.
Nine?
Yeah. But that's also, it's some scholarships, some not, but we'll have nine. And, you know, I was watching the Stanford University of Washington women's game. We played them at Stanford for a senior night, and they had said that it was Russell Wilson's sister's second senior night. So everybody's, you know, they're going to go through the process. We'll have 9 people, and it's going to be an emotional day, which they always are. But also a special day because some of the growth of some of these guys has been pretty remarkable.
Do you think you might, and again, this is maybe a question for after the season, but do you think you might have to re-recruit some of these seniors to maybe bring them back?
Do you know what I think? I think in college basketball in general, the game is changing. You know, NIL, transfer portal, you can play right away. You're going to have people recruiting our guy. You know, it's just what it is. And so, yes, the ABCs of coaching, always be coaching, you know, always be recruiting, always be talking to these guys, to see their development. And our staff is incredible, the way that they work with them and develop our guys. It's an incredible university. And we got a lot to offer, and we just got to keep building off the momentum.
And just anything special about getting 10 Pac-12 wins? That doesn't really happen on that long.
You know what? You always want, in a really good league, it's a good thing. Hopefully we can play and get 11, and then hopefully we can win and, you know, 3 or 4 game, whatever we got to win in the Pac-12 tournament, and go play in a postseason tournament and do some damage. I told you this at the beginning. I knew we could be really good. I didn't know when. You know, we've got some. I think Arizona. I've said this. I think they're the best team in the country. UCLA. You know, so we've been able to play against some of the top teams. So you know what it feels like. We'll grow. We grew from that. You know, our second Washington State game I thought was really good. Obviously, we didn't play great. And, you know, 20 minutes against UCLA. This game, I think, will build some momentum. Hopefully, we can play really good there. But I think the belief is we can beat anybody in our league on any given night if we can do this, and this. And I bet on our guys any day of the week.
At UCLA, on Monday, you guys were up 4.5. Tonight, you were also up at the half, but a little bit more. But in that game, it seemed that they were on the front foot real quick in the second half. Today, you guys were on the front foot. What changed there?
You know what? That's you. Great question, by the way. That's how you learn, right? So what has been our problem? The start of second halves, they're going to come out swinging. We have to be ready for that. We have to respond to that. Because championship teams, that's what they do. And a couple of times to be at that level, that's what we're going to have to do. And then you got to go out and execute. And our guys did that. And again, sometimes the ball doesn't fall, and sometimes it's the other team just has a better night. Tonight we talked about, we went to the foul line 28 times to their 16. We were the aggressor. Against UCLA, it was completely what? The opposite. I was just really proud of our guys, because that's how you get better, through experience. And we utilized that tonight.
So you're lucky that PJ Fuller's not here, because he was asking questions earlier.
And they were better than Percy's.
PJ came in here and asked questions. What did he say?
Oh, geez. He was asking Nate and Terrell questions.
He's the greatest kid. I tell you one thing. We have, when you talk about people, they might miss a shot. They might turn it over. They might do that. We got incredible kids. And to see them, the bond, and see the guys that came, for the 1 year, and then to see them around Nate and Jamal, and seeing that's the coolest thing about coaching, is it becomes the brotherhood. You know, it becomes that thing that when your parents tell you college is going to be the greatest days of your life, and you say, I told you so. Thank you, guys.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean, outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.